goes an offensive defenseman, you basically show on the scoreboard that you score on a carry price. What's that like?
Yeah, it's a pretty cool feeling. Just to get my first and it's a big win for our team too. These are two really good points for us.
You ever been in a game where the other team had 18 shots on the scoreboard before you got one?
Maybe once or twice, but I think in the second period we turned it on and we continued to, you know, to press and be relentless and we turned the outcome of the game.
So how do you turn a game around like this? How do you, you know, find out that you're on top of, at the end of the night, you're on top of in a victory despite how it started?
Well, I think just the amount of resiliency that we have in this room and the amount of talent that we have, I think night in, night out, there's, you know, up and down the lineup, there's guys that can take over games. And you know, I think tonight we had a full team going from the second period on.
Alex pointed it out that this was a Hockey Night in Canada game. Did that mean anything special?
I mean, I haven't been in the States for so long. I haven't seen Hockey Night in Canada game in a while, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I've been up here for a while now. How much more comfortable do you feel? What areas of the game do you feel like you're making big progress in because you've been up here and getting shell level?
I think just the overall speed, getting adjusted to the speed, getting adjusted to you know, the structure of the play that we have. But I think all the, you know, the guys are helping me out as much as they can, and you know, if I don't know something, I'll ask them. So it's pretty welcoming.
Thank you. Thanks, Mitch. John.